Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 609 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I'm guessing for most of you, you don't know the name Mark Manchin. M-A-R-C, M-A-N-C-H-O-N. He is one of these. Now, I've been thinking about this. Like, what do I want to call this person? They call themselves First Amendment auditors. Generally, I allow people to call themselves whatever name or label, especially first one. You know, you don't get to revise later. I don't like people changing their name. I think it gives them too much credit to call them that. You know, these are people who go around videoing interactions with people that they're trying to provoke outrageous reactions in order to get clicks and views on, you know, for example, YouTube. They typically go to government offices, you know, school districts, city council meetings. They will engage with police a lot. You know, you've seen these folks, okay? And their goal is to be terrible citizens, to be wicked people, ideally within the law, in order to get somebody to respond unlawfully or unconstitutionally to them and show, oh, look at these nitwits. It's really a terrible practice. So I think the better description, I'm still kind of working on this, but I think the better description is speech trolls, or maybe speech troll narcissists, because a lot of that's accurate. But in any case, apparently he has recently moved here from New Hampshire. So joy to us. And there was actually an interesting article in South Santa Rosa News about him a couple of months ago. You know, an engagement at a church where the pastor treated him extremely well. Pastor John Russell at First Baptist Church, Milton, basically was really nice to him, brought him water, you know, and of course that means there's nothing interesting. And then another one where he went to the school district, apparently, and, you know, Jen Frank came and Chief Frank treated him well. And, you know, nothing happens when you're nice to them, right? But that still doesn't mean that what they're doing is good or helpful or civilized. It's generally at the very boundaries of good behavior, the worst use of speech with people. And sometimes it's over that boundary. And so that brings us to what he did more recently, or at least is alleged to have done more recently, on Election Day. He went to one of the polling places, Spikes Way in Milton, and he got called for trespassing. The police called him out, okay? The poll workers called the police on him for trespassing. Here's the incident report. I was dispatched to Santa Rosa County Auditorium for a trespassing call involving a white male, later identified as Mark Manchin, who was video recording and yelling at civilians entering an active polling location. Allowed or not allowed, by the way? Legally. Not allowed. Illegal. Read your Florida laws, son. upon arrival, I located the male standing on Spikes Way yelling and cussing at civilians who were entering and exiting the polling location. He was holding a cell phone on a camera stick and appeared to be recording. I made contact with the white male, who continued to yell and cuss. I love that he keeps saying cuss. At civilians attempting to enter the polling location, a violation of Florida Statutes 877.03, breach of the peace and disorderly conduct. As I approached, he was yelling and cussing at civilians attempting to enter the polling facility. The polling clerk, who was standing nearby, also informed me he had been inside the building recording. Can you do that in Florida? You cannot. It's illegal to record or photograph inside a polling place except of your own ballot. Recording was yelling at civilians attempting to enter the polling facility. Interfering with voting is a crime in Florida. I informed him of his violation, stated it was a felony, and asked for his identification. He refused and said he didn't have to provide his information. Yes, you do. Okay. I restated this was a lawful investigation. Thus, he is required to provide his name and date of birth. I was advised by Sergeant Fusner that the individual could be Mark John Manchin, but I was unable to determine at the time. He began walking away from me and toward my marked patrol vehicle. I told him to stop. He didn't comply. He walked up to my vehicle's driver door and I told him to move away. He did not. I went hands-on, there you go, and detained him for violation of Florida Statute 843.02, resisting an officer without violence. I placed him in the back of my patrol vehicle, resumed my investigation. I interviewed, redacted. He was inside the polling place when the suspect attempted to enter the polling facility while video recording. Poll workers let the suspect in to get air conditioning due to the heat, normal human reaction, but informed him he could not video. He could not record. He continued recording and trying to evade the poll workers. I haven't seen the body camera, but I'm kind of curious now. Although it wouldn't have been of this, which would have been the interesting part, like Benny Hill them chasing him around. Came to assist, redacted came to assist the poll worker and told the suspect he needed to leave. Suspect refused. Redacted continued to help the poll workers in an attempt to get the suspect out of the poll facility. Suspect pushed redacted with his right hand in redacted's upper abdomen area against redacted's will, a violation of 784.03 battery. Redacted stated he wanted to press charges and provided a sworn statement on my body worn camera. And it goes on. That he was in the foyer of the polling facility. He yelled at a lady, cussed at her. She stated she was very scared because he continued cussing at her and filming her after she asked him not to. She had just finished completing her ballot and was attempting to record her ballot into the machine when this occurred, a violation of 104.0615, interfering with people attempting to vote, voter intimidation or suppression, and also witnessed Mark push another redacted. So other witnesses corroborated the account. He's got priors. Okay, he now lives in Navarre. This polling location is not even his assigned polling facility. So, good. I mean, bad that this behavior took place. Illegal, immoral, not helpful to society. He is a parasite, okay? He's a speech troll narcissist, and he got arrested for it. And I would imagine he's going to get convicted based on the allegations here and the testimony provided because he broke several laws in the process if this account is accurate. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. So kudos to the poll workers. Kudos to the voters who had to endure this nonsense. And kudos to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Deputy who handled the incident. Well done. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash and injuries. US 98 at South Blue Angel. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a brand new vehicle crash. I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Why does Brother Andrew love the University of Michigan and Arizona State University? Find out next in the Transgressors Memorial Service.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for former ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran after his unacceptable comments on the Fifth Column podcast. Now, I want you to be warned that the following audio clip does contain a reference to him who shall not be named. If you want to put on your noise-dampening earmuffs at this point, I will understand. If you do not have your own pair of sensory headphones, a set can be found in the pouch on the back of the pew in front of you. Okay, everybody brace for it. Here goes.
Is ABC News a liberal institution?
Yes, but I think like a lot of mainstream media, it's because of lack of viewpoint diversity. That was one of the problems in covering Trump. Nobody had voted for him.
Now, trust me, I know that was hard to hear that name, even in passing. But I think you'll agree that every once in a while, we need to just let ourselves be reminded of the trauma endured daily by our fellow citizens who have to actually hear that name without ear protection. First of all, to openly admit that ABC News is liberal is terrible because it abandons the pretense we've had all these decades that news organizations are neutral and objective, even while we actively work behind the scenes to ensure that journalism schools only produce people who are true wokeites, so that when they apply for jobs at any network or newspaper, it's an echo, not a choice. But then to go even farther and admit that all news organizations tend to be like this, and to even use that horrid term so cherished by anti-progressives, mainstream media, blasphemy. Second, he says the problem with news bias is the lack of viewpoint diversity. How dare he? ABC News hires men, women, trans, black, white, brown, Asian, able, disabled, left-handed people, even redheads. Every demographic you can imagine. The fact that none of them voted for the unnameable one doesn't matter. How can anyone be trusted to report the news who would vote like half of the country? Do you really think we're going to let information gatekeeping organizations hire President Bleep supporters for on-air roles? Come on.
Because I sent out these, hey, we should be fair to internal emails, I heard from people, engineers, maybe the occasional producer, who said thank you. Yeah, attaboy.
Now, the fact that even staff other than on-air talent and producers would be hired if they were Bleep supporters concerns me, but at least they aren't being given any real positions of power. And then for Moran to turn around and somehow blame his own industry for failing to focus on the important things about President, well, it's just disgusting.
Oh, it's odd because I thought they focused on the show in the first term, ABC and a lot of mainstream media, and trivia, right? And didn't take a look at what was actually happening with the government under his leadership.
Outrageous. So for failing to preserve the great secret that news organizations are heavily biased towards liberalism, for accepting the anti-progressive terminology of mainstream media and diversity of viewpoint rather than demographics, and for blaming our people for failing to properly report on the substance of this administration, Terry Moran, we hereby cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to genuinely celebrate the University of Michigan for its wonderfully compassionate decision to do away with letter grades for first semester freshmen. So instead of grades of the traditional A, B, C, D, F variety, freshman courses will simply be pass or no credit. For the students in the College of Liberal Arts, Literature, Science, and the Arts, which is about half the 8,000 incoming freshmen. As the school explained, this is being done in an effort to curb the mental health crisis unfolding among college-age individuals. This will help students, quote, acclimate to the demands of college and allow intrinsic motivations to guide personally meaningful academic journeys. One interesting note is that freshmen will start to be given letter grades for their will still be given letter grades for their coursework, but professors will not tell them what those grades are. These are just going to be kept internally for tracking purposes and for eligibility for scholarships and academic awards. This practice called grade covering is already in use at MIT and the California Institute of Technology. We love this plan. It's deliberate emphasis on reducing the pain and stress of college grades so that these young people can simply enjoy learning for the sake of learning and not worry about the results. We can't think of a better way to prepare them for the real world. Moreover, we celebrate the kindness of catering to their mental fragility, since decades of permissive parenting and participation trophies have convinced us that refusing to correct children, building their self-esteem regardless of whether they deserve it, and not holding them accountable for their results is the kindest, gentlest way to bring out the best in them. Nothing builds strength of character like being told you're too weak to endure building strength of character. But we are concerned this plan doesn't go far enough. If freshmen should be spared the suffering of grades, why not sophomores, juniors, and seniors? Why can't all courses simply be pass or no credit? Not only would that de-stress higher education for all the snowflakes of this generation, but it would eliminate the problem of grade inflation entirely. If nobody can earn A's, then there's no need to pretend everyone is an A student. But going farther, perhaps when tests are returned, the questions should not even be scored correct or incorrect. The stress of seeing your answers invalidated is hurtful and only leads students to think they aren't already wonderfully well-educated. Corrective marks on papers should also be eliminated, since having your ideas edited, challenged, or refuted is at least as psychologically damaging as being given anything other than an A-plus grade. Perhaps student-athletes can also benefit from this stress on de-stressing college life. Maybe freshman athletes shouldn't be called for fouls in basketball. Perhaps any shots that just hit the rim should count, like basketball's version of treating a D performance the same as an A. Maybe baseball players shouldn't be called for strikeouts, allowing them to take as many pitches as they need to feel comfortable swinging the bat. Maybe it's a lot less anxiety this way, and we definitely shouldn't be scoring their misguided fielding efforts as errors. Everybody tries hard, don't they? And in football, maybe we should stop keeping score so that everyone can win all the time and not feel the stress of losing as an athlete or as a fan. Of course, the Michigan marching band will have to stop playing Hail to the Victors since we won't know who the victors are anymore. No grades, no corrections, no points, no strikeouts, and no winners and losers. Yes, this seems like the very best way to make the most capable, successful class of Wolverines the nation has ever seen. Hail, hail to Michigan, the leaders and the no better than anybody else. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, this week's hand-painted acacia wood Kalimba of Justice, 14 recycled aluminum tassels, goes to Arizona State University for its recent foray into modern communications by offering a degree program in content creation. Yes, the curriculum will feature electives in podcasting, studio production, and on-camera presence. Most obviously, we love this because it's part of the mass exodus from traditional news and journalism, and even though we've long been in control of print and broadcast, with the frustrating exception of talk radio, we've seen that a new wave is coming. In the modern era, the proliferation of sources of information reinforces our long-term goal of getting people to abandon their belief in truth and objectivity, to lose confidence in the so-called reliable sources of information, and to basically adopt a kind of despair that truth can even exist, let alone be known. The more, the murkier, we always say. As long as nobody knows anything, nobody can be persuaded of anything, and we'll be free to establish the Ministry of Truth, where government speech is either the only reliable source, or perhaps there isn't even a reliable source. Why bother changing the truth if nobody even believes there is one? Am I right? See, you might think we'd oppose content creatorship and the social media phenomenon and the major study program because our movement has depended on information gatekeeping by bringing as many people into the universities and then indoctrinating them for several years with all of our ideas. After all, it takes a long time to undo the teachings of family, religion, and nation so that graduates can be reprogrammed to support our democratic socialist ideas and then set loose to spread the gospel of wokeness on others. And of course, the college campus is a fantastic re-education camp where we control 90% of the teachers and curriculum and where students live a largely communistic life of free love subsidized by the state and their unsuspecting bourgeoisie parents. But what happens when people skip right to social media influencing without proper grounding in our beliefs? The good news is that the mere proliferation of influencers is helping to us because it is rapidly degrading the ability of people to think deeply, carry on sustained conversations, and really understand the world. Meaning we're actually seeing before our very eyes the formation of the dictatorship of the proletariat. TikTok challenges prove how stupid social media users are becoming, and the crippling fear of being found cringe is a fantastic piece of evidence that peer pressure is stifling all sorts of independent thought among young people. Social media is dumbing down our population far more effectively than any classic system of government indoctrination ever could. And once people are reduced to quivering blobs of human-shaped jelly, somewhat like the prophetically inarticulate future citizens of that movie Idiocracy, they will be quivering jelly in our hands, easily led and molded into whatever shape we, their leaders, need. We've won the war without winning any actual battles. So well done, ASU, for continuing to erode the very idea of truth and for doing it within the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism is indeed a most delicious bit of irony. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal, and go forth and transgress no more.
628 News Radio 92.3 PJ has traffic for us.
There is a vehicle crash and injuries. US 98 at Blue Angel. No roadblock there. Also have a vehicle crash I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
You threw me off there because you try not to react. And then you laughed at the getting counted for balls that hit the rim.
Well, that was me.
I know. That's excellent. You would have been the all-time leading scorer.
That's right.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a complex system in your home that needs repair, you know, or just you know, preventative maintenance is a big part of this too. Plumbing, electrical, heating, air conditioning, generators, that kind of stuff. Peden is there for you ever since 1969, helping people with all of these things. You know, long time they've been in Pensacola. They were started off in Panama City. They're in Tallahassee. They're in Baldwin County, of course, in Santa Rosa as well. Even into Mobile in the last couple of years. So all across two time zones in two states, all on the Gulf Coast, they give you 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work, good people, good products, good installation. And they want you to think about prevention, right? You don't... Usually we call them when there's a problem and it's broken and there's flooding. You know, that's not good, okay? So, like, your plumbing works hard all the time. And you want to make sure you don't run into a problem. Showers, laundry, constant demand, right? Prevent small plumbing problems before they become big disruptions. And you can get ready for smooth running back to school this fall with a $59 Peden plumbing check today. Peden, the pros you can trust at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. The woman accused of planning an attack on the New York Capitol building allegedly has terrorist ties. The FBI said Jessica Bowie, a 35-year-old Albany woman, had pledged allegiance to ISIS online before buying bomb-making materials earlier this month at a hardware store. The FBI says she began planning to detonate a bomb at the Capitol in July, discussing her plans with informants and spending weeks taking surveillance photos of the building.
Yeah, scary stuff for sure. There are wicked, evil, horrible people out there trying to get other people to join their wicked, evil, terrible, horrible, radicalized vision of a future world in which they get rewarded for doing horrible things. So resist. Need to beware. Baptist Healthcare Foundation 50th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by Sandy Saints and comes up October 23rd at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Vice President J.D. Vance says the Iran war has hit a new phase as Treasury Secretary Bessent maps out economic D-Day to starve Iran of military cash. Then U.S. troops start to rotate out of extended deployments. The aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln coming home after 9 months at sea and logistics with mail and meals. Kicking off the weekend at Myrtle Beach, President Trump will rally for Senator Darlene Graham's campaign. She's focused on affordability.
We're going to have a wonderful rally in Myrtle Beach.
Admitting she's not the foreign policy expert her late brother Lindsey was after fumbling a debate question on Taiwan as she takes on Rep. Ralph Norman. Long Friday for jurors coming up in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial. The defense raps on its claim that a man's voice told the nurse to kill her three children. But is she culpable? America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got 75 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll get a check on our forecast from Channel 3. That's up here in just a couple of minutes. A man was hospitalized this week after being cut during an argument. Happened Wednesday night on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Deputies say the confrontation turned physical, leaving the victim with cut wounds on his back. The suspect reportedly fled the scene. The victim told deputies he knew the person responsible. Deputies say they do have a person of interest in the case. An investigation into the incident remains active. Arc Gateway is hosting its annual Sea No Limits Fishing Clinic in October on the 10th for children and adults with disabilities. The free event runs from 8 until noon at Community Maritime Park. They offer hands-on fishing instruction. The first 250 registered participants get a free rod and reel, T-shirt, bait, and a grilled lunch. Space is limited. Early registration is encouraged at seanolimits.com. The town of Century getting $75,000 from the state to develop a hydraulic model of its municipal drinking water system. The funding is part of nearly $8.8 million Governor Ron DeSantis awarded to 12 small and rural communities across Northwest Florida, aimed at supporting infrastructure, resiliency, and long-term economic growth. Freeport and Walton County also received $75,000 to be used updating its comprehensive plan for future industrial and commercial development. Charges have been dropped against a caseworker accused of failing to report a toddler's injuries in a Pensacola foster abuse case. The state attorney's office says there wasn't enough evidence to prove 35-year-old Lauren Dabbs new or suspected abuse during her monthly visits between January and April. Sheriff's officials say that they are disappointed by the decision, citing photographs and injury timelines. The child's foster parents and a daycare director remain charged in the case with their next court date set for September 15th. Three family members from Indiana are facing charges after allegedly stealing from cemetery gravesites across Florida. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says Portia Bancroft turned herself in. Her boyfriend and mother were arrested in Indiana. Investigators say the group hit cemeteries in Orange, Seminole, and Hillsborough counties, stealing more than $35,000 worth of items. The Sheriff's Office says the financial loss isn't even the biggest concern. They called the disturbance of loved ones' resting places deeply painful for the affected families. It is 6:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by PJ's Coffee, celebrating 3 years in Pensacola. This Sunday, 8 to 4 p.m., get BOGO drinks, free coffee, pastry samples, 85 West Airport near Car City. Taking a look at the big board, we have that vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash and injuries, US 98 right near Blue Angel. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms through the second half of your day. Low in threat of severe weather today, we do have a level 1 out of 5 marginal risk. Temperatures will be hot, 95 degrees for your high, feeling much warmer, up to 110 with a heat advisory in place. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Heading into Saturday, rain chances dropping off, 20% chance of rain with mostly sunny skies, high near 96. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got mostly sunny skies, 76 degrees. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of Pop Mart fell over 4% this morning after the Labubu maker reported first half results that showed declining sales in the Asia Pacific and the Americas. For the period that ended on June 30th, the toy maker reported a nearly 24% year-over-year rise in first half revenue to roughly $2.5 billion. Hyundai Motor CEO Jose Munoz said on CNBC that the company is considering plans to further expand its U.S. production at a new multi-billion dollar vehicle assembly plant in Georgia. Munoz added that the South Korean automaker would increase the planned production capacity to between 700 and 800,000 units by 2028. Vice President J.D. Vance says economic pressure is the United States' most effective tool against Iran. His comments come after President Trump said the U.S. will launch what he called the most crushing economic operation ever taken against any country, against Iran. Futures are moderately higher. Dow and NASDAQ futures both up by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
Onyx, I keep having stomach issues. Please make me a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Are you suffering from diarrhea, bloating, gas, or oily stools? If so, you may want to ask your doctor if it could actually be a problem with your pancreas called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI.
My pancreas? How is EPI treated?
A prescription medicine like Creon, pancrolipase, is used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes. Creon is the number one prescribed treatment for EPI.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. You can learn more at 1-800-633-9110.
Before your appointment, visit creoninfo.com. That's creoninfo.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The Subaru Lot to Love event is going on now at Anderson Subaru, which brings special summer savings to some of our most in-demand Subaru models, Ascent, Outback, and Crosstrek. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 75 months on Ascent models with flexible seating for up to 8 passengers. Or how about 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the completely redesigned Outback? That's 75-month financing on Ascent and Outbacks. Or get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on the versatile Subaru Crosstrek. low rates and long terms on the most reliable and most loved cars around. Discover new places to love during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Going on now through August 31st at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
The recommendation is that City Council award a contract for a permanent restroom facility at Veterans Memorial Park.
Certainly a long time coming. Glad to have what's been talked about for 12 years coming to fruition, and certainly would appreciate your support.
Project scope is the design and construction of a new 1,750 square foot facility containing ADA accessible public restrooms, secure storage, and an educational slash archival exhibit space. What are we going to get? Mr. Mayor? What are we going to get for the 100-year-old veterans that come there on Memorial Day or Veterans Day? Why can't we have third, fourth, fifth grade teachers bring out their students for more than 20 minutes because little Susie's got to lift her skirt and go pee in the weeds? So what are we going to get after 12 years? A two-holer. One male, one female, no educational space, no storage area for that board to do its work. I know I'm out of time. Seems really disrespectful to me.
So, the long, long, long saga of getting any kind of permanent bathroom facility at the Veterans Memorial Park or down at the Admiral Mason Stormwater Park, which they're adjacent, right? Downtown at 9th Avenue and Bayfront, is getting very close to actually being resolved. $750,000 coming from the state. I think that was Alex Andrade ran that bill, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong about that. Senator Gates on the Senate side. But Dave Glassman there, who's a very active local retired Marine, says this is outrageous. He was involved in this in the beginning, his long since transition off the board. There's been a lot of acrimony on both sides. There's been a lot of like starts and fits and stops and a temporary facility and lots of other things. A lot of disagreement between the Veterans Memorial Park board and various mayors. I mean, this controversy has been going on as long as I can remember, honestly. And it's been involved with like the Hawkshaw property and the view and the, you know, what kind of facility can you put in there and who's going to do the plumbing? And just, I mean, it's a microcosm of everything about local politics. And in the end, what we're going to get is something that I think nobody's thrilled about. The only question is whether it's an acceptable alternative given the realities of the circumstance, which is we've got this much money, there's been this much spent on design, we've had this much back and forth and change over the years, and at least we're going to get something. Well, Charles Baer, who is himself a veteran, says this outcome is unacceptable to me.
And as a veteran, I'm mildly offended by this, by the fact that we're at this point now where we've squandered $160,000 of the money that we should have had for this from the $750,000 grant. And it's going to cost us about $350,000 just to assemble this little thing and then put it in place. That's just crazy to me. This is not what the veterans need, and I think we need to do better.
Well, okay. Everybody wishes we could do better. The question is, what can we actually do with the money that's actually available that's been appropriated? And, you know, is there any, and some of the way this is being described, I think, is, you know, uncharitable, maybe verging on inaccurate. And that's part of the issue. Now, this had come up at the agenda review, and Adrian Walker, the special projects person, had kind of explained. I mean, you can call it prefab, and that's kind of condescending, but pre-engineered to be installed, and then you're going to need installation. There's a reason for it.
So just to be clear, the item that's on the agenda is just for purchasing the restroom facility itself, which is a pre-engineered restroom facility. So it will go into production should you approve it, and it will be palletized and will arrive in that fashion. And then we need the 300 and something thousand to pay a contractor to actually assemble the structure.
Okay.
So we did do an exercise where we explored a 4-unit facility, and it exceeded the budget by almost $200,000.
Okay. So that would have cost even more money to do something else. And they've, again, been back and forth on things like location and design and, you know, what you can do in, that's a storm, a flood prone area. So that's one of the issues that they're dealing with, and, you know, making it fit in with the architecture of the area or not. And people have some disagreement about this. But what I think Adrian is getting at, and, you know, having it installed for $300,000 sounds like a lot. But remember, this same council was faced with the prospect of just putting in a new bathroom at the pool for like $1 million. It was ridiculous. And they said no, because the cost was too high. The costs associated with construction of any kind of bathroom facility are outrageous right now. And so complaining about the cost being too high is fine, but complaining about it doesn't solve the problem of creating a bathroom facility at a place where they need it. And what DC is going to say is, what's your alternative? We'll come back to this in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Taking a look at the big board, there is a vehicle crash and injuries, US 98 at Blue Angel. Also have a vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. Use caution there. And then finally have a vehicle crash, State Road 97 at County Road 99 in McDavid. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to the conversation about the Veterans Memorial Park bathroom at the city council meeting. This is only the first half, but the second half is to approve the funding for the installation. This is for the purchase of the thing. Mayor Reeves.
Of ADA, and because of elevation, which is a segue to why we have a prefab here, understand the major issue, both from an installation cost standpoint and the need to prefabricate, is because it is in a flood zone and in a flood area.
Because of ADA, because of flood, because of elevation, this is where we're at.
I agree. I think those amenities, that was the first rendering, and the reason, Councilman Baer, that $160,000 is spent is because we have tried, I can't speak for 12 years, but in these 3 years, we have never worked more hand-in-hand with the primary recipient of a city facility than we did on this project.
And this is, again, the city is paying for it, okay? And there's often been, you know, rumors of we'll bring money, we'll bring... And the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation does fantastic work. The park itself is a treasure. If you're new to the area and you have not been there, it is amazing. Downtown on Bayfront, just look for the helicopter, the Cobra, and go in there. It's amazing. And, you know, I don't want to say anybody's in the wrong in all of this. It just seems like in the end, you basically have the choice between having a bathroom or not having a bathroom, and two stalls is better than zero. Four and pretty would be better than two, but four and pretty cost too much, and unless you're willing to appropriate more money, well, here we are.
There are dollars cost that in design. There are dollars cost in many things, including if you decide to put it in a location at the preference of the board, to put it in a location that's in a flood zone. So that adds cost. So I agree. If we could have four restrooms, why wouldn't we? But at the end of the day, the only money that has been put in was we chose in my first year here amongst many projects that this was important. So the reason we're even talking about $750,000 is this is a legislative priority of this administration. So the money we're talking about here has only been generated by a request of the legislature from my office.
So I got you this money. The state approved this money. We are where we are. We've been working on this nonstop and long before my administration. And here we have a something, and you'd rather have a nothing instead of having the ideal when I'm offering you a something.
What I think is most important is, can we provide facilities to our veterans on the park? And this is the best option that we have right now.
Right. It is the best option. And as Adrian Walker continues to explain.
And just to clarify, this is a pre-engineered restroom facility. And part of the reasoning is that flood zone. It has to be pre-engineered. I met with several different providers of precast or pre-concrete, which are different. And the flood zone can't support that because we can't have the dry flood proofing that we have to have per FEMA. So having a pre-engineered facility allows the dry flood proofing that we need.
Right. And I mean, there are just requirements based on the position, the space, whatever. Jared Moore.
So certainly some of this is grant or, you know, funded from outside agencies. Are there any constraint on those dollars so that tonight, if we say this isn't good enough and pivot yet once again, what does that mean practically for the dollars that we have in hand today?
You know, do we have any space to pause or say differently?
If we want a real technical term of like the exact date certain, because remember, there's been at least one extension now, maybe two. I'll just put it in practical terms. This is the solution. I mean, there isn't any more dollars that have come in. There has been no dollars coming from the board. This is all $750,000 less the $160,000 of multiple designs in deference to the board. And this is where we are. I don't know that there's a viable solution with another extension or even more design dollars to do something else. I ultimately, what you have in front of you is the option.
Right. I mean, Charles is complaining about $160,000 out of the $750,000 that's been expended so far. But if he says no to this, you're going to spend more of that money in order to get a different design or a different alternative. It's not like you are going to spend less money and have more facility if you say no to this. Oh, by the way, I got a good message in here. It was Senator Broxson who got this funding originally. So I appreciate the clarification. Allison Patton, City Council President.
I mean, it's been going on for years, and there is no good solution that I know of, and there's no more money anywhere that I am aware of. And this money is coming to an end if we don't spend it, or maybe they'll get an extension, maybe they won't. But as much as
there's already been some, apparently,
I don't think this is the greatest solution in the world. It is a solution that provides bathrooms.
Right. It's not the greatest, but it's something.
I know that there are people that are not happy about, you know, the outcome, but I do think that at some point we've got to get this across the finish line and provide restrooms in Veterans Park, and this does that.
Don't come to me with a "we can't do this." Come to me with a "what's your better alternative?" Because in the world of practical realities, that's always the question. What is your alternative? I'm angry about this one. Doesn't solve anything. Casey Jones.
I agree. I think, for lack of better analogy, Mr. Downs, you're going to appreciate this. I think it's time that we've got to do something or get off the pot. And I think getting off the pot is toting this down, and then we risk losing that $750,000 and starting from square one. So I think we do need to move on this, and that's why I'm going to support this.
Yeah, and Delarian Wiggins asks a good question.
Adrian, is there an opportunity later in the future to add to this particular
if the funding becomes available?
I think there could be. There is some space still available adjacent to it. We have to position it to where we can obviously hook up to the existing utilities and the panel that's already there from when there were temporary restrooms. But I think there is potential to expand upon it or enhance it, you know, should we come across additional funding or other opportunities.
Right. I mean, you could potentially put another, you know, an expansion on that could enhance it from 2 to 4 or 3 or 5 or whatever, depending on future funding, right? And, I mean, nobody's pretending that 2 stalls is going to be fantastic for the veterans on an event day, you know, like Memorial Day. But is 0 better? That's your choice. 2 or 0. Or wishing for something else. And wishing has gotten us the years and years and years of nothing so far. Tanya Day Broughton.
I just want to go on record as saying it's ugly and I don't like it. But everyone else is voting for it, so I guess I'll vote for it tonight.
Yeah, so they had the vote.
And that passes 5-2.
The only votes? Who's always going to be the no vote? Who's always 100% of the time going to be? If there is a no vote, who's the no vote?
Charles Baer.
There you go. That's one. And Jennifer Brer, who often votes with him as the, it's either 5-2 or 6-1, depending on whether he's alone in his obstinacy or whether she joins him. And look, I, you know, Jen often, they both have reasons they give. I don't think that Charles's reasons usually are genuine, valid, legitimate, you know, good ones. I'm more likely to find validity in Jen's arguments. But in this case, you know, they voted 5-2 and that was it. So we're getting a bathroom at Veterans Memorial Park. That's big news. That's a something. And, one of the critiques of this mayor is, a lot of projects maybe aren't in their completion phase. How many mayors have been trying to do this? How many Veterans Memorial Park board and foundation members have been trying to do this? And we're finally getting something. And, maybe when we get done, we look at it and we're like, oh. Or maybe we look at it and we're like, hey, we have something. I'll take it. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need a car unlocked, obviously Ace Unlocks, you know they do this. But they do so much more. And, in fact, one of the things Chris Roney, the owner, he told me the other day when I was talking with him, he's like, Andrew, you got to tell people that we're a great company with a terrible name. And I'm like, but it's your name, sir. But originally, that was what they did, right? Unlocking cars for UWF students. Basically running an operation with a beeper, a payphone, a 89 4Runner, and an 89 Mustang. Like, that's what we'll unlock your car. They still do it cheap for UWF students, but that's not the only thing they do. Now they do fobs. Like, if you damage or your car didn't come with a second fob or, you lost it, they do the key cut for the laser keys. They do that. They have all of the exact same machines and software that the dealerships have. I know because I use them to get a key fob cut for my Honda Civic. So lost, damaged, second keys, whatever, it stopped working. That's actually the thing they do the most of. But they do residential, rekeying a house, installing locks, doing keypad locks, app-based locks. That's where you use your phone to let people use their phone to get in your home. If you need, somebody comes in at a certain time, like a house cleaner or whatever, you can say, hey, between 2 and 4, you can get in. It's really kind of a cool thing. Business locks, if you work on your car control modules, they can program those for you. If that doesn't make any sense to you, don't worry about it. It's not for you. But they have all the VIN-specific modules from the manufacturer. They can take care of all that stuff. Anyway, 505-7545 for Ace Unlocks, 24 hours a day. They're located at Airport Boulevard and the railroad tracks. And if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you get 10% off. PJ has traffic on the 5s.
Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Sportsman's Night Out is back September 17th at the Pensacola Bay Center featuring bass fishing legend Hank Parker. Tickets are only $10 and can win you prizes like hunting trips, weapons, a brand new camper, a tractor, four-wheeler, a brand new car, and so much more. Brought to you by partners like Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Benton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church. For more information, visit sportsmansnightout.com. That's Sportsman's Night Out September 17th at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Who do you favor in the Virginia Slims tournament?
In women's tennis, I always root against the heterosexual.
Born to rock around the clock. You can't say I'm not. And in case you forgot, I'm the king. All right.
DMC and can't no
If you weren't singing, we're not Gen X people together. 658 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need to buy or sell a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are very, very effective at this. 206 homes sold last year. In fact, you know, just had a good friend was here in studio with me watching the show yesterday, and he sold two houses with Christina. And he's like, man, it was fantastic. You know, just easy, did what you're supposed to do, did it right, got us a good price. I mean, you know, did all the things. And, you know, selling a lot of homes, selling 4 a week on average, she and her team, means that they know the market. They know what works, what doesn't work, and how to avoid problems and, you know, to prevent problems before they even happen and how to overcome them if they do happen. That's what you want. You know, you don't want to just put a home up for sale. You want to actually sell it for a good price. And that's the service that they provide. You know, don't take my word for it. Talk to her. You know, interview a couple of people. A realtor is a big deal. You should make a good decision. Interview a couple of different people, but make sure you include her on your list. That's it. Ask her your questions and say, Andrew says you're amazing. Why? And she'll laugh, and then she'll explain why. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, after a 9-month deployment, the USS Lincoln is now headed back home to San Diego. The Navy says the ship left the Middle East late Thursday night. The USS George Washington arrived there to relieve the ship on Wednesday.
You know, somebody made a good point to me about what's been affecting their mental health so much after a long deployment, inability to go on shore leave, but also getting resupply from Diego Garcia, which is a lot farther away, means a lot less fresh produce, for example, and other things quickly
resupply. Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.